On Tuesday, 25 mini companies that were set up by second level students across Kerry took part in the county final of the Student Enterprise Awards run by the Kerry Local Enterprise Office at an event at the Munster Technological University. There were many prizes given out on the day, but five projects in particular will be going along to represent Kerry at the national finals in Croke Park on May 5th. And they are the junior winners, the intermediate winners, the senior winners, the My Entrepreneurial Journey recipient, and the Smart Ideas winners. Well, I caught up with the winners of the junior, intermediate and senior categories, and we'll hear first from the senior category winners, David Peskett and Shauna O'Keefe of Castle Island Community College, with their project Bright Minds.
So we made a mobile application that has pre-existing communicational expressions which students use in class so the teachers can get feedback without students knowing each other's feedback. So it prevents the students lying about or like saying they understand when they don't understand.
Was that something that you kind of felt was an issue yourselves?
Yeah, it was an issue because you saw it in school, people just kind of putting up their hands saying they understood when they actually didn't, because they just didn't want to be singled out in front of their friends or their peers.
And did you trial it then in your own school?
We did, yeah. We did kind of focus groups with the school so that we got a class and we got a teacher, and then we followed the class around and we interviewed them and how they felt it worked, and we interviewed the teachers and how they felt it worked, and we saw how we could improve it.
What would you like to do now? I know you're going to represent Kerry in the national finals, but I suppose would you like to broaden out your business? Would you like to expand?
So we'd love to develop the app a bit more because it's still only the basics, but we have it working, but we just want to improve it, like add a colour scheme to it so the students would be more engaged. We also want to get it rolled out to more schools in the country and make it go all Ireland. So we feel like it's really important to have everyone the same education.
Do you do the coding yourselves?
Yeah, so I actually took part in the STEM Password for Inclusion last year, and I learned some basic coding there, and from there I got in contact with a Microsoft employee, which was a software developer, which we had a couple of Zoom calls with to get the basics of Power Apps, which we used to make our app.
And what year are you in?
Fifth year.
And are you thinking kind of beyond secondary school yet? What you'd like to do? Would you like to become entrepreneurs?
So I'd love to be a software developer. So this app is actually my future, really.
And what about yourself?
Oh, I want to be a biomedical engineer.
David Peskett and Shauna O'Keefe of Castle Island Community College there, the senior category winners at the Student Enterprise Awards. Next to the intermediate award winners, and they are Niamh O'Donnell, Aveen Walsh, Aisha Pabon and Grace McGovern of Presentation Castle Island with their project Modern Posture.
It's a phone stand that's meant to help your posture when you're sitting down, so it's up at a certain angle that will help you sit straight up.
How did the idea come about? Was it just because you felt you needed something?
Yeah, me and Grace like kind of founded the business back in 2021, but we didn't get here till now. But when we were kind of thinking of business ideas, I suppose I was kind of thinking of problems, and my dad's a physiotherapist. He's always mentioning how so many of his patients have back pain. So I thought that would be like something really interesting to try and like create something to help with that.
You might just describe to me what it looks like.
So basically it's just like two boards of wood, and they have different slots in it, so you can slot it together. There's like a 45 to 60 degree angle in it, and we varnished it and sanded down the edges, and then we burned MP into the top left corner, which stands for Modern Posture for our brand.
And have you sold any yet, or have you got to that stage?
We've sold, after today, about 20, I'd say, around like 2021, kind of.
Okay. And are you making them yourselves?
Yeah, my dad's a carpenter, so I guided him in making all the products, and we changed it multiple times with the prototypes, so we've added and taken away stuff as well. And then we went to school and we sanded them down, varnished them, and then burned MP into them.
So you're going to represent Kerry in the intermediate section in the national finals. Are you very excited?
Very excited, yeah. So excited.
Would you like to kind of continue on the business or maybe expand it?
Yeah, I think it was honestly such a great experience, and I'd definitely be interested in like kind of continuing it. I've loved doing it so far, like just even, you know, creating the idea, creating the first product, which was like made out of cardboard. It was such a great experience overall. So I think in the future we might be putting it for sale online so all Ireland can buy it and we can ship it out. So I think that's kind of something that we might be looking into when we can make more products.
And would you think about markets, maybe Christmas markets or any kind of farmers markets?
Yeah, that could be potential opportunity for us.
Niamh O'Donnell, Aveen Walsh, Aisha Pabon and Grace McGovern of Presentation Castle Island, the winners of the Intermediate Student Enterprise Awards run by Kerry LEO. And finally, to the junior category winners, Emma Horgan, Leisha McSweeney, Lawheen Rahilly and Ellie Horgan of Castle Island Community College with their project Clucky Canasta.
So Clucky Canasta, we came up with the idea in 2020 during COVID, and we were doing art on rocks, and we just put them outside of the house so that people walking past could see the positive quotes. And then when we joined Castle Island Community College, we made it a business.
And so you decided to get involved in the competition then?
When we joined the community college, we decided to go further with the idea that we had in COVID, and we decided to make it into a business.
So are you still painting on the rocks, is it?
Yes.
Will you tell me what you learned in the competition and how it helped the business?
Yeah, we learned like teamwork skills and leadership skills, and like there was ups and downs, but it was definitely a good experience.
And are you excited about heading to the finals?
Yeah.
Emma Horgan, Leisha McSweeney, Blaheen Rahilly and Ellie Horgan of Castle Island Community College there, Junior Student Enterprise Award winners for Kerry. And congratulations again to all of the winners, and best of luck to those competing in the national finals.